This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, some SSA workers off the job after government email servers being offline prevented them from being paid. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness raises concern over continued violent acts towards the homeless. Errant PSV operators warned the bad behavior has to stop, while PSV owners worry about being penalized for the actions of drivers. And Barbadians urged to undergo regular diabetes screening to prevent complications. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. At least some workers of the Sanitation Service Authority are off the job in protest over non-payment of wages for this week. One of the SSA employees contacted Starcom Network News to complain that they had not been paid and had therefore not gone out this morning on their usual collection rounds. Starcom Network News understands the problem is due to government email servers being down, and therefore SSA management has been unable to send the wage information to the banks and various financial institutions. Yesterday, government issued a statement advising the public that due to technical difficulties, the critical piece of infrastructure was damaged. The statement from the Ministry of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology said the problem had resulted in the unavailability of services such as government email and some government websites. SSA sources say management has been trying but unable since Wednesday to send the information that's required to facilitate payment of weekly wages. Meantime, General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green, confirms the development.
The NUPW confirms that workers at the Sanitation Service Authority did not receive their weekly wages. From yesterday, we received calls from our stewards indicating that the workers at Sanitation Service Authority had not yet seen money lodged on their bank accounts as usual. So we would have reached out to the management of the Sanitation Service Authority. We have been informed that the Sanitation Service Authority was unable to upload the payments to the bank because of the failure of the information system, which is managed by the Ministry of Innovation, Science and Technology. This is part of the reported failure of the email system within the public service, and the Sanitation Service Authority has been caught up in that situation. Today, we'd reach out to the ministry to see how soon this matter can be resolved, that the workers can receive their wages as soon as possible.
As General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is concerned about violence against homeless people. President of the Alliance, Kimar Safri, was speaking against the background of the death of a homeless man, allegedly from injuries suffered when he was attacked and beaten by a group of men in the city.
These are human beings. They also have families. And the family, well, sometimes they have differences. Grieve when they hear their family die or, you know, something happened to them as well. So I think it should be not just of a major concern to us, but everyone out there at this time. And we've spoken about it over the years. We are consistently having to speak about it, and that we ask persons to desist from the violence and the, even the vigilante justice that people may want to take. And especially on persons who are vulnerable and sometimes does not have the means and the strength to retaliate. Most of the persons on the street are elderly, and we ask that people, you know, they may do things that persons say, look, this is foolishness that they're doing and what's not, but there's law for that. And we ask that people go that course before taking matters into their own hand.
He wants harsh penalties for people who attack the homeless.
I've seen the law, and I've worked with the police service, and I've seen the court taking strong action against persons that have done bodily harm to the homeless or taken advantage of the vulnerable population. And I think that we need to continue seeing things like that. I think the media also need to highlight the part where these persons are brought to justice. So there are things that are being done in the court and through the police services. But we always say that persons need to desist from this type of behavior. I don't know why people believe that they can just go out and abuse people take matters into their own hand because they feel that they're bigger or they're bad or the person is weaker than they are. And I think that is something that the society needs to stamp out.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. The Transport Authority now has greater power to crack down on indiscipline among minibus and route taxi drivers as the authorities warn the operators to obey the road rules. CEO of Hague Communications, Joyanne Hague, speaking at a media briefing to announce the rollout of the new regulations, stressed that all operators in the sector need to be certified. She said extensive training will be provided in collaboration with the Barbados Community College.
There are a lot of persons, obviously, out there, hundreds of drivers, and then there are the persons who may want to have a career in this field. So there is a timeline, in a sense, where we would expect that a driver would not come in 2026 who's been driving for so long to say, oh, I haven't gotten the course, and you would expect. But to be fair, there are a lot of them. We're now starting, and we don't expect to get everybody done in 1 month. That is impossible. So BCC will work with the persons who register. We want to encourage them, and I want to encourage all of the drivers and conductors listening, and the owners, please make sure that you get your employees certified, because if they're not, at some point, it will become an issue, because you will not be able to drive human beings.
She noted that there's been pushback from some of the owners, but stressed the need to clean up bad behavior in the sector. Meantime, Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, sees positives in the new rules, but also believes owners may be unfairly held liable for actions of drivers of which they have no knowledge.
We do agree that owners need to be responsible, but it can't be all put on the feet of the owners, as drivers also have to have responsibility. Likewise, the ministry and the transport authority. Everybody has to be responsible. There's a training program that is being implemented. That also, it is a good idea, but it is coming with a cost that obviously that short notice is not easy to have. So there are things that are good in it, but we need, it can't be just be done in a hurry to make people happy. You have to have well thought out and well planned out going forward.
And Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, has expressed support for the recent efforts to reform the public service vehicle sector. Speaking on the new regulations, Mr. Raphael stressed that while he still has concerns on some aspects of the regulations, he acknowledged that long-standing issues in public transportation require urgent government intervention.
The regulation is long overdue. These issues that we have related to public transport in Barbados is dated some 30 years ago. And it seems to us as if it is really getting out of control. And I think the time has come for government to really step in and deal with issues immediately. It would be good for the operators themselves and as well as owners, because one, more persons will catch the bus once we're able to get the sector regulated. As you can see, we're seeing a decline in number of a person driving on public service vehicle. We have seen increased number of persons buying vehicles. So it tells us that we are not doing something that is right. Yes, we will have some concerns which we will address with the Ministry of Transport and the ministers related to renewing of our permits. Whereas before we would have had about 9 months to renew the permits, the new regulation allowed us only 3 months. So we have that as a concern.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Barbadians are being urged to undergo regular diabetes screening to help prevent the long-term complications of the disease. This advice came from the clinical director with the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, Dr. Diane Brathwaite. She was speaking during a breakfast panel discussion titled Know Your Numbers, held yesterday at the Radisson Aquatica in recognition of World Diabetes Day. She's advocating for the public healthcare system to establish a systematic annual screening program.
We may not see a reduction in diabetes rates, but what we can accomplish actually a lot easier is a reduction in the complication rates. And this is through early diagnosis. This is through popular and regular screening. I hope to see the day where public health is accountable for annual screening in a systemized kind of way. And that involves the year later, things like making sure you have your annual medical nutrition counseling, making sure you have your annual self-management education, your annual foot screen, your annual eye check, your annual kidney checks, etc. And we are, the wheels are rolling in that direction, but everything is a process.
Clinical Director with the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, Dr. Diane Brathwaite. Recapping the headlines. Some SSA workers off the job after government email servers being offline prevented them from being paid. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness raises concern over continued violent acts towards the homeless. Errant PSV operators warned the bad behavior has to stop, while PSV owners worry about being penalized for the actions of drivers, and Barbadians urged to undergo regular diabetes screening to prevent complications. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.